Dan the man, the myth, and the reporter for PolitiFact and the Buffalo News is back with his bi-monthly truthiness ratings of our elected officials. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Happy Friday.
I rate that statement true on our truthometer.
Excellent. Let's begin with Governor Andrew Cuomo, who has a $4.4 billion budget gap on his hands. And he could close it by raising taxes on the wealthy, but he recently claimed that it's been hard to convince upstate lawmakers to do that, even lawmakers whose districts don't have any millionaires. And here is his quote: many of the Senate and Assembly districts, they don't have millionaires upstate, so it would affect literally, that would be literally no one, but they're against it because it's their basic philosophy. Is the governor correct?
So we actually didn't rate this claim, and it's because I can't actually determine whether it would be true or false, and neither can the governor. So when we look at millionaires in the state of New York, we have over 45,000. When you look at them just upstate, and I'm defining upstate as above Westchester County, just for everybody
that's
listening.
An issue.
Exactly. Upstate millionaires, we have about 3,900 of them. There's only 9 counties in all of upstate that have less than 10 millionaires. We don't know how many they have because the Department of Tax and Finance, they can't actually tell us when a county has less than 10, how many there are, just because of privacy issues.
Okay.
So there's 9 counties that don't have these, but the problem is that the state doesn't track it by assembly or Senate district.
They track it by county.
Exactly. So you have all of these assembly members and Senate members that have districts that include parts of counties and not whole counties. Some of them have whole counties, but they're not really drawn on county lines some of the time.
Right. So even though Hamilton County might have, you know, 0 millionaires, whoever represents Hamilton County might also represent a county that does have millionaires.
Exactly.
So it's really hard to determine.
Yeah, and even if somebody represents parts of multiple counties, we don't know if the millionaires in those counties live in those parts of the counties that they represent.
It's such an Albany answer.
Exactly.
It's just like, what's going on? We can't really tell.
Yeah.
Next up, on Wednesday, January 24th, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Renacci told Fox Business Network the following about Senator Charles Schumer.
But also in 2005 or 6, he
voted for the wall. He's saying, this guy that Chuck Schumer voted for the wall back in 05 and 06. Dan, you rated this.
This one's half true. And it's not the wall that you're thinking about. It's not the wall that Trump promised to build during his campaign.
Well, I don't think the wall was even a glimmer in Donald Trump's eye back in 2005.
I don't know what he was thinking about in 2005.
Neither do I. We should ask Stormy Daniels.
We should, actually. Yeah, you're right.
So, at any rate, you rated this.
This is half true.
Okay.
It's because what Schumer voted for in 2006, it's called the Secure Fence Act. Important word, fence. He voted for this bill that would have created 700 miles or so of fencing along the border. This is not the wall that you're thinking of where Trump wants to build a wall, basically like the Great Wall of China, something like that, very impenetrable. This was a fencing thing, and not all of it was ever built.
What's so funny is that President Trump said something critical about the fence during the campaign, and you guys rated that too.
Yeah, he had said something along the lines of, oh, it probably had to do with environmental issues. It actually didn't have to do with environmental issues at all.
He also said it was such a little wall. It was such a nothing wall. And actually, you claimed that what he said was mostly false.
Yes.
So next, we have Hogan Gidley, who is the president's deputy press secretary, speaking with Fox and Friends on Monday on sexual abuse.
The president has been very clear that all forms of abuse, all forms of battery against women,
but he hasn't
is
said
horrible
that.
And disgusting. Right, but he hasn't. You haven't talked to him today. I mean, obviously, he said that multiple times in the past.
So, Dan, you rated this.
This one is just false.
All right.
You know, when we reached out to the White House to ask them, what is he talking about? They pointed us to a tweet from the president from 2012. I don't know if you're familiar with Rihanna and Chris Brown. They had a domestic violence dispute. They were dating. They're both singers. Trump had tweeted, if Rihanna is dating Chris Brown again, then she has a death wish. A beater is always a beater. Just watch. That was the tweet that the White House sent us to say that what the White House spokesman said was true. In reality, when you look back at Trump's history of commenting about women, it's absolutely false that he has constantly defended these women.
So you're saying that the president has not clearly nor frequently spoken out against the abuse of women?
He's definitely not somebody who has spoken about this constantly.
Our next fact check is about a tweet written written by the talk show host Tucker Carlson last Thursday, February 8th. He wrote, "There are more immigrants in our country right now than at any other time." You rated this.
This one is actually mostly true, and it depends on how you look at it. There's a little bit of a caveat here.
Yeah.
When you look at the number of immigrants in the country, there are definitely more than any other time. And we're talking about immigrants, foreign-born people.
We also have more people.
Exactly. We have more people than ever before. We have more immigrants than ever before. But when you look at the share of the population that's foreign-born, it was actually highest in the 1800s. And now it's a little bit lower. It's not quite as high, but we actually hit a high of the share of population that's foreign-born much earlier than today.
So I have to say that when you read the entire tweet from Tucker Carlson, it seems like he was comparing immigrants as a percentage of population. This is what the whole tweet says. "There are more immigrants in our country right now than any other time. Is the country more united, stronger? Just the opposite, and everybody knows it. Maybe that's because our elites welcome immigrants by telling them how flawed America is and how bigoted its native population." So it sounds like he's saying that there are more immigrants as a percentage of population. Where did you go to find out if this information was true?
So we went to the U.S. Census Bureau, and they've actually been tracking this since 1850, which is kind of insane to me. A lot of government data does not go back that far.
No, but that does. Okay.
Exactly. So they track the number of immigrants, and as you know, the Census Bureau also tracks the population. So from there, it's an easy math game of saying, here's how many immigrants, here's how many people. Share of it.
Next up, a presidential tweet from Monday, February 5th, in which the president wrote, "The Democrats are pushing for universal health care while thousands of people are marching in the UK because their U system is going broke and not working." You rated this claim as?
This one's mostly false. And if you know anything about the NHS, which is kind of their universal health care system in Great Britain, people love it. It's not so much recently. You hear about the waiting times. That's certainly not something that they love. But polls that we looked at said basically 3/4 of people really like their healthcare system. It's funded by the government. It's publicly paid. The problems that they've been having and why they've been marching is because they think that the system is being ignored in the wake of Brexit. And the people who are marching actually want more funding for the system. And they fear that they're going to have to pay more out of pocket for it.
So this march that the president referenced wasn't a march that said we don't like the system.
Exactly.
It's a march that says we need more funding for the system.
Yeah, they're saying, like, please keep the system alive. We want it to keep going.
Finally, here is what President Trump said on Monday, February 5th, in a speech near Cincinnati.
"And you have the other side. Even on positive news, really positive news, like that, they were like death and un-American. Somebody said treasonous. I mean, yeah, I guess why not? You know, can we call that treason? Why not?"
You rated this, Dan?
This is pants on fire.
All right, so what's so funny is that PolitiFact went to some constitutional scholars, and some of the things they said were actually really funny.
Oh my gosh, it is really funny. And if you look at the Constitution, treason is in the Constitution, and when you read the actual definition of it, treason isn't something like Democrats not clapping at the State of the Union, which I will also say that Republicans have done before as well, and they certainly weren't being treasonous then. Democrats are not being treasonous now. Treason is something that happens when the country's at war and somebody goes against the country. So, for example, if you look at, and this is a history lesson, I guess, but Aaron Burr back in the 1800s, he actually tried to take part of Louisiana and what is now Mexico and split it off from the United States. That was treason because he was literally trying to take part of the country.
So not clapping, not treasonous.
No.
Dan Clark, reporter for PolitiFact in the Buffalo News. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO. 2.5 million members speaking with one voice to ensure a better life for working men and women. Information at nysafl-cio.org.